with NSSF. He recommended me to the board, and I interviewed and applied. They selected me to take over. It is a full-time paid position. And if people don't know what KSRA is, we fight and defend for the Second Amendment here, specifically in Kansas. If you know what the NRA is, kind of like they do nationwide, but we really focus in on Kansas, and not just the political and legislative side, but there's so much more than that that we do. We give back to the Second Amendment community. We have state championship competition matches. I've been helping with those for many years. So if you shoot in a KSRA state rifle match, then you have the chance of winning like a barrel, a scope, different prizes, things that are useful to the shooters. And no matter if you're the last place shooter or the first place shooter, we do a random draw for prizes. And so KSRA, you know, is a great nonprofit. We have memberships, but also if you see those yellow license plates around town that say "Don't Tread on Me" with the Gadsden flag snake, those license plates, the "Don't Tread on Me" plates, are a custom plate option in the state of Kansas. And every time someone purchases or renews it, that benefits KSRA.
All right. Well, a lot of people know of you, and you've been around here a long time. You grew up here in Emporia. Well, tell us a little bit about your history and some of the activities you've been involved with.
Yeah. So, as a, like you said, born and raised in Emporia, Emporian person. Yeah. I you know, am proud to say that, and not just when I go and compete across the country of representing Emporia, but also Kansas and the United States. So last year, I went to the 2023 World Championships for 300-meter rifle shooting. That was pretty neat, where I was the first female ever to represent the United States in one of those three events for standard rifle. Now I have my sights set on another international competition. Next year, I qualified to represent the U.S. and Great Britain. It'll be the U.S. Roberts and Randall team. I was only female, or only person, from this area, from Kansas and neighboring states, that qualified to go. This is a competition. It's not the Olympics or the World Championships, per se, but it's still a really neat competition that only happens once every 8 years. So I am fundraising because it's a pay-your-own-way competition, but it's an international match next August, 2025, in Great Britain, and so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, so how did you qualify for that?
So at the national matches this summer, I had a place in basically the top 12 men and women from across the country qualified. And I actually placed second overall out of everyone, you know, not just women and not just people my age, but second overall at nationals for small bore rifle, prone, and three position combined.
So what are the distances you shoot at with that?
So it is a 22 long rifle, and we shoot 50 yards, 50 meters, and 100 yards with iron sights with no magnification, and we're not using any kind of rest or bipod. We have to use a sling with your elbows on the ground, laying down in prone position to shoot at the target, and then the three position is prone, standing, and kneeling.
So are you allowed so many shots per target? How does that work, Megan?
So usually there's 20 record shots on the target with sighters at the top, and usually you shoot sighters to start with, and then once you move on to your record shots, so each shot is worth a possible amount of 10 points, and 10 X's are what we call like our tiebreakers, basically. If you shot the same score as someone else, if you had more X's than them, then you would, you know, win that placing. But so the reason I go by 10X Chick on social media, if you guys want to follow me along, I'd be glad to have you on Instagram, Facebook, whatnot, is because I'm trying to hit the 10X every time, which is the very center of the tin ring in the very middle of the black bullseye.
All right. So, yeah, nice job on that. So how excited are you?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, I'm really looking forward to this new year. With the job with KSRA, I'll be lobbying in Topeka in the State House and Senate, you know, fighting for and protecting our Second Amendment rights. But it, you know, it's Kansas State Rifle Association, but we do so much more than just rifle. We fight for all firearms, hunting, you know, being outdoors and be able to really enjoy the outdoors. We want to be able to do that like us hunters and every, you know, like to do without our Second Amendment rights. And so reach out to me for sure if you're interested at all learning more or how you could be involved with KSRA or with the shooting competitions. You know, I'm always willing to help show people how to do it and get them, even if you want to just come watch a competition, if you don't feel ready to actually participate and compete. But we also have gear and equipment that KSRA can loan you to shoot your first, like, AR-15 competition. Other than that, I know we wanted to talk about these outdoor shows coming up.
Yeah.
In January and February.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Hang with us here, Megan. Let's take our first break. We'll be back to talk about, first, the boat show coming up in KCMO, January 9th through the 12th. We're with Megan Hilbush here this morning on What's in Outdoors. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
This holiday season, don't forget the pets. Shop Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supplies' Merry Must-Haves to keep your furry friends warm all winter long. From cozy doghouses to floating de-icers, waterers, and a 1.5-gallon heated pet bowl for just $19.99, they've got it all, and at great prices through December 21st. This season, shop smart for the whole family. Shop Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
You load the car with presents, the kids, the food, and the dog, and head out to visit family. All of a sudden, your tire blows. Avoid delays and drama by getting your vehicle serviced at Express Tire and Auto. Schedule your appointment now for December travels. Best wishes for safe and happy holidays from Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays till noon. Express Tire and Auto. KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:36. This is What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Well, Phil's not been with us, but I think we may have corralled him finally here. But we've been visiting with Megan Hilbush here this morning. Megan is now the Executive Director of the Kansas State Rifle Association here this morning. Let's see if we've got the whole group here. Phil, are you with us now?
Yes, I am, Ron. I'll tell you, it's sort of a weird deal, but when you work with these computers and everything, and I was listening to the show on my phone, and it was giving me that it was 8:25. Generally, I listen on my computer, so that's where we had a little bit of mix-up on the time. But I'm sure glad you could hook up with Megan. She just texted me right before I called you, and so I'm working with a computer, working with a phone, working with an old brain. Things just happen.
Well, I understand that old brain thing, Phil. That can be a problem. But Megan's been really good, and she's with us here this morning, and we've been talking about her new position, Executive Director of the Kansas State Rifle Association, and now we've got some events coming up, I guess, Bill, huh?
Yes, I'll tell you, Ron, I feel good working with people like Megan and the young people I'm dealing with, because one of these days they'll be the ones that fills our shoes. And so Megan don't know it, but I've seen the gleam in her eye many, many years ago and thought this girl's going to be going some places in the outdoors, and I just want to, as an outdoor mentor, do the best I can to help her. But have you talked about how we got hooked up with RJ Promotions to do the outdoor show?
Take it away. Go ahead. We have not.
All right. It was 8 or 10 years ago. I was asked to go work the first Monster Bucks at Topeka. And from there, I just fell in love with doing these outdoor shows and talking with the people and seeing them come there. And that was when I asked Bev and with 4-H Shooting Sports to come and work a Hoover Ball archery setup for a fella named Flanagan. And he had the setup, but he never had the Brian Ferguson was his name. He never had the volunteers to do it. And so that's where our 4-H kids came up there and did a good job, and then they got some funding, and that's where we have the Hoover Ball there in our 4-H group, and this is one of the things Megan will be doing up at the show that we're doing in Kansas City now. But Kevin Hummer asked me this year, said, Phil, I know you've done shows for me before. Would you want to MC our three shows, two in Bartles Hall and then one at the Topeka in February? And I said, Kevin, you know, I've been saying this, Ron, I've been trying to retire. But there's just so much going on. It just hadn't been working, and so many good things that we've built on are finally coming forth. People are starting to see what we're doing, and you know, I've had Megan be the guest host on my show several times when I was traveling, so I know she's a very good speaker and what she's doing. But anyway, I said, how about giving Megan Hilbush a chance? And then, of course, working with Hunter Bridgie, another young lady down in Independence, we do have a young group that's coming up as outdoor communicators that's going to be able to carry the torch. So, Megan, I'll let you take it from now. Let the listener know a little bit about what we got going on at Bartles Hall on January 9th through 12th.
Yes, so I'm super excited. Like Phil was just talking about, the hoverball archery system, that'll be something that we have at these outdoor shows. A lot of people around here, if you've been to the Exploring the Great Outdoors Ego Day in the Foothills Mall, we've had it there. Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports has a hoverball archery, and then I just got one for the 10X Chick Foundation. So it's where a ball is literally floating in the air with air pushing it up, and so there's four different colored balls, and you use a recurve bow with a rubber stopper on the end of the arrow, and you try to knock these balls down out of the air, so it's hoverball archery, and that's a really fun game, no matter if you're a kid or adult. So that's going to be in kind of our Exploring the Outdoors area that will be free activity to do at the event. The Outdoor Communicators of Kansas and the Kansas State Rifle Association will also have booth nonprofits there. Also, the 10X Chick Foundation, I'll have a booth explaining about some of my international competitions and things we're doing with that. But beyond that, I'm super excited to be the MC for these three different outdoor shows. So the first one coming up in January is going to be in Kansas City, Missouri at Bartle Hall. So that will be January 9th through 12th. So if you can make it, we have some free tickets we'd like to give away through the What's an Outdoor Show and KVOE. So, you know, contact us after the show if you're interested and able to go. Any of those days, we'd be glad to try to hook you up with a free ticket for any of these three different shows. So it's called the Kansas City Boat and Fishing Show. And I heard that they're bringing live sharks. I don't know if Phil can elaborate more on that live shark exhibit that they're bringing, but there's going to be a live sharks and a lot of other fun activities and great speakers and panels at the Kansas City Boat and Fishing Show January 9th and 12th.
Well, a lot of the kids, I believe kids 17 and under, are going to be admitted free. And talking with Kevin and talking to it, the different people that I do outdoor shows with, is that they're sort of falling aside, that some people expect to go to a show, a venue, and see things outdoors, but when they pay to get in, a lot of things that aren't presented isn't outdoor-related, but being, you know, working with these promoters and knowing what it takes in order to get that space. And it's probably a pretty penny to rent Bartles Hall. But Kevin told me that they were committed to bringing the integrity back in the outdoor shows. And so I've done shows with Kevin in Des Moines and Colorado Springs. A person that we're bringing up from Oklahoma is Montgomery Promotions. And they will be doing presentations there. Of course, they'll be a vendor. But we do have some great presenters that will be doing seminars. And Danny King, Hall of Fame catfisherman, will be doing seminars. We have a Legends group that they included me in that I'm going to try to get out of. We have Brent Frazee and some of the outdoor communicators and writers of Kansas, just so people come and talk to them and see what we love about the outdoors so much. We have David Harrison coming there. And, of course, I've had David on the show. He's an expert ice fishing. I was talking before I called in this morning to my wife about a white Christmas. Ron, can you remember Christmases, and especially in Kansas, to where we don't have the snow that we used to have?
Yeah, I remember a lot of great white Christmases we had here, so yeah, and we're looking at, 55 to 60 here, Christmas next week, so.
Well, Ginger, being from New Mexico and Texas, when it gets to be about 40, she is ready to leave the country, I guarantee you. But I said, well, you're really missing the Christmas that I grew up with. And one time we were going to the Topeka Boat and Outdoor Show, and there's a little skiff of snow going across the road before we got to what's now the Stormont Vail Event Center. And she looked at me with a horrified look in her face and said, Phil, is this a blizzard? Are we going to die? And I said, no, Ginger, we'll be all right. Well, if that, Ron, let's go to that first break.
All right, this will be break number two. You're tuned in to the What's In Outdoor Show, KVOE live and local. You load the car with presents, the kids, the food, and the dog, and head out to visit family. All of a sudden, your tire blows. Avoid delays and drama by getting your vehicle serviced at Express Tire and Auto. Schedule your appointment now for December travels. Best wishes for safe and happy holidays from Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30, Saturdays till noon. Express Tire and Auto.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
You need clothes, boots, and tools that work just as hard as you do. Head to Bluestem for DeWalt and Milwaukee Power Tools on sale. Any job you can imagine, DeWalt and Milwaukee Tools will help you get it done. Work clothes, jackets, bibs, and vests from Carhartt, Key, and Dickey. And don't forget your feet. Check out Bluestem's Ariat boot selection and other quality work boots that fit any budget. Looking for what a working man wants? Bluestem's got it. Get your work clothes, boots, and tools. All at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE live and local. It is 8:45. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Cotton. Hosting today, special guest Megan Hilbisch. Phil?
Ron, has Megan been able to talk about her representing the United States in the international shoot coming up, January?
Yes, she did. We did touch on that. Megan said she's pretty fired up about that, and for good reason, too, yeah.
Oh, yes, that's a great accomplishment, and I tell you, she is just a fantastic mentor to the young kids that look up to her. And has she ever been able to share her 2024 deer rifle hunt?
No, Megan has not.
Well, Megan, let's hear about your deer hunt this year.
Okay. Yeah, so I was fortunate to harvest an 11-point buck this December during the firearm season for Kansas. And, you know, to me, when I go hunting, I just love being out there in nature and seeing the wildlife, whether, you know, I harvest something or not, just even experiencing, relaxing, and enjoying the time to just be out there in the outdoors. You know, to me, that's what it's all about, is and drives my passion to keep going hunting day after day, even when you're not seeing necessarily, say, any deer or a big buck. To me, I was probably a little too picky this year, because passed on some great opportunities to shoot like an 8-pointer or a 9-pointer, possibly a 10-pointer buck. And, you know, and I'm a very ethical, safe hunter, as I'm a Kansas Hunters Education volunteer instructor. And, so, you know, obviously following all the right, you know, like the legal time limits for has to be during daylight, and you have to have your license and your tag. And so that's always important to remind people, you know, if you're going to go out and go hunting, you know, make sure that you're doing it the right way, and legally, having your right license and tags. But as, you know, deer hunters, earlier this year I was hunting with a bow, you know, and I use a crossbow some of the times because I don't have a lot of time on my hands to practice with my compound bow. And so if I can't ethically make a consistent shot in a vital zone, then I'm not going to go out there and do it. You know, and so I was crossbow hunting, and then I picked up the rifle for firearm season, and I was using one of my bolt action, a 243 rifle. And then I've killed many of deer with it. We call it the Deer Slayer rifle. But it just so happened that this huge buck, I named it my number one target buck, as nicknamed Tall Tines, the wild, you know, whitetail Kansas deer, that happened to be going through my family's property, inconsistently though, and mainly at night. And that's not uncommon for the big bucks to only come in at night. Well, lucky enough, one morning during rifle season, he decided to come out during the day and got some good pictures on the trail camera of him. And so that really inspired me to hunt even harder morning and afternoon until, lucky enough, sure, several days later, he came back in an afternoon, right before sunset, basically, still during legal time, and I was able to take one shot at him. And, he's amazing, beautiful, you know, antlers. You can see the pictures on my Facebook or Instagram. And it was really neat to be able to get that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, honestly, because not always did your number one buck actually show himself, let alone when you happen to actually be there and to be able to get a shot off. It was about a 160-yard shot, and it was just really neat to interact, see the wildlife. So that buck came in right after two other bucks and two does, and he was kind of showing who's boss, you could say, to the smallest buck at first, scaring him off out of the way, and then kind of butted heads with the next largest buck, which is a nice 8-pointer, and even had slightly wider rack of antlers than this old 11-point buck. But I always try to shoot the oldest, most mature, and biggest body mass deer to have more meals to provide for my family. And then he was interacting with some does and watching them, you know, just kind of run around. And to me, that's what it's all about. I feel like a kid again when your heart starts pumping, your blood pressure rises, your heart rate gets
faster. What do you mean you feel like a kid again, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure Phil can elaborate, too, on many of his hunting encounters, too, where anytime, you know, a bird flushes, when a quail or a pheasant, you know, flushes right up in front of you and makes that noise, and then your heart starts pumping and you get excited. What I really love about it.
Well, Megan, I really appreciate you being on the show. And Ron, I don't know what had happened. You know, I've been doing What's in Outdoors since December of 2011.
Yeah.
And I've done several shows on the phone, and I've never had that 10-minute separation.
Yeah, that's odd. I knew you were there. You know, because you contacted me. We appreciate it, though.
If we'd like to mention the other dates for so there's three different outdoor shows that RJ Promotions is putting on. So we've been talking about the January 9th through 12th one, the Kansas City Boat and Fishing Show. Also at the Bartle Hall in Kansas City, Missouri, is going to be the Kansas City Sport and Outdoor Show, February 6th through 9th. And then coming to Topeka at the Stormont Vail Event Center, February 21st through 22nd will be the Topeka Boat and RV Show.
Well, thank you again, Megan. I'm really looking forward to working with you at this shows, and the shows is coming up, and then, of course, hopefully we can get another Eagle meet going on in Emporia, and that's where the RJ Promotions took that idea, and we're running with it up in Kansas City. Ron, with Christmas coming up, I know parents have been probably pressured by their children, the young hunters, to get a firearm, and so Christmas has meant a lot to me. I got my first gun when I was maybe 11, but I do want to talk about, right quick, the Ten Commandments of firearm safety. That's where if the kids haven't been versed with the respect of that firearm and some rules that should go along with it, these Ten Commandments will come along real good. And I do have the whole 10 up on my Facebook page and the other social media platforms I work with. But main thing, make sure any gun, any firearm that you touch is unloaded, or that it, unless you're going to be hunting. Treat every gun as if it is loaded. There's so many times that somebody might bring out a firearm and want to show someone, look at my gun, look at my brand-new gun, and have that action closed, and that's where incidents happen. Control that gun muzzle. If it's loaded and it's shot, but you have control of that gun muzzle, then somebody won't get shot and that. But parents, you need to know, the kids need to know about firearms. Store that ammunition away from the guns in the house. If you can, lock them up. Of course, you might live in an area that you think you need to have a gun out to protect yourself. Well, that's not hunting and what we're talking about there, but that's a personal choice that you make. So let's have a Merry Christmas this year. And once again, I apologize for being late. I know Megan's going to carry the torch for me one of these days.
Well, Merry Christmas.
God bless, Ron. You all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all. Thanks to Phil Totten, our good friend Phil Totten, Once In Outdoors, and Megan Hilbisch with him here this morning on What's In Outdoors. Phil's with us, the third Friday of every month. Your KBOE brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, well, my gosh, it probably is not around. And our friends at Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny and the exceptional crew there. take great care of you. Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. KVOE Live and local. It is time for the local headlines, and with that, from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, here's Chuck Sample.
Thanks, Ron. Good morning, everybody. Lyon County Commissioners passing a series of zoning code text amendments, providing additional oversight to the future of medical facility development in rural areas of the county. Workers soon to be are already displaced by the recent closure announcements of Tyson Foods and Holiday Resort, given some useful guidance this week thanks to several local and state entities. This was the two-day set of informational seminars at the Boyer Building. KVOE Troy's Tranny is teaming up for the fourth straight year for the fourth annual Gift of Groceries. 10 families receiving $100 gift cards from either Goods Cash Saver or also Country Mart as part of that particular effort. Details coming up here in a few minutes on KVOE.